Shalom. Welcome. This is YahvahNotYahweh.name, and today we're talking about current events and fear, and, of course, conquering with courage. And I am Stefan Yah. Psalm 36 today in the book of Tehillim. That's the book of Psalms or Tehillim. Psalm 36 verse 1 says, "The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of Yahweh before his eyes, for he flatters himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful." We're thinking of some of the world leaders who are not using discretion at all and wielding all kinds of power that's not balanced at all. Not according to wisdom, but according to selfishness, pride, and, coveting other people's possessions, things like that. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He has left off to be wise and to do good. He devises mischief upon his bed. He sets himself in a way that is not good. He abhors not evil. He doesn't abhor evil. Thy mercy, O Yahweh, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Yahweh, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O Yahweh. The children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. In thy light shall we see light. That's all from Psalm 36. There's a couple more verses for you to go there. We're going actually from about Psalm 34 toward 37 in the scriptures today. So we are going to praise him with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, with all of our might. We're not going to jump up and down and scream is the trend these days in some assemblies, and we hear on Christian radio a lot of screaming instead of just praising him with all their spiritual might. We don't need to scream and blow out somebody else's eardrums with louder than loud music, whether it's Amazing Grace or some current song. Okay, now that was my message there on that. And we'll go to Psalm 34 next. And do you believe it? Do we have strength in Yahweh? Do we have trust in him? And are we satisfied and rest in his strength and in his will for us, his blessing for us? Or are we swayed by the media or even Christian media and told that things can only get worse, left to themselves, or even if we try to do our best, things will just keep getting worse, we'll keep getting older, and things will keep falling apart and failing, and the world's nations will get, and our enemies will get so much strength that we won't be able to come up against it. And will Yahweh intervene? Well, we don't know. See, that's a bad attitude there. We don't really trust him. And if we listen to this stuff for long enough on the radio, even the Christian news sources, then we'll be very, very discouraged. So what does the Word say, though? What does the Scripture say? It's the Word is absolute, and I believe it's we're not necessarily going by the author, whoever wrote the book here on earth. It's Yahweh's spirit that spoke through these people. I sought Yahweh, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. That's Psalm 34, the one that starts with, "I will bless Yahweh at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in Yahweh. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad." Psalm 34, we used to sing that, one of our scripture songs. We used to sing that back in the 1980s. Oh, magnify Yahweh with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought Yahweh, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. The poor man cried, and Yahweh heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The messenger of Yahweh encamps round about them that fear him and delivereth them. The messenger delivers them, speaking of our Messiah, the true Messiah, the Son of Yahweh, the only begotten Son. Oh, taste and see that Yahweh is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, fear Yahweh, you his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions lack. Sometimes they do. And they suffer hunger, but they that seek Yahweh shall not want any good thing. Come, children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of Yahweh. And then it goes on there in Psalm 34. But mainly on verse 4 there, I sought Yahweh, he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Well, if I put too much weight upon the newscasts, which seem like they're only trying to disappoint me, even after having heard a great, inspiring sermon, then they come along and tell us that none of that is true and things are just going to collapse and I'll, lose my home, my life, my family. Well, I have lost my family. We were evacuated from one of these fake fire emergencies once. We were on the Sabbath day. They pulled the electricity. They pulled the plug about 3 in the afternoon here, and it got really dark, of course. In the wintertime, we were trying to pack up all of our important possessions at the last moment. They just gave us a kind of like a red flag warning, you must leave right now. But it took me about 5 or 6 hours to pick up everything that there were necessities. That was on a Sabbath day. And I thought, boy, what did I do to deserve this? Will he defend me or not? There started to be some questions there. But that's why we need to keep our mind on the word of Yahweh. Verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous. So there it is, see. I was being afflicted by the great fire controller out there. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Yahweh delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. Which also applied to the Messiah when he was slain on the tree. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Yahweh redeems the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. And then we'll go to, I think we should go to the next one, talking about our opponents. The next psalm is Psalm 35. So at least, how many verses is that? 28, but we're going to pick up certain portions here. But that was not my main focus. But Psalm 35, verse 1, plead my cause, O Yahweh, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Oh, isn't that beautiful? Verse 1 there, plead my cause, O Yahweh. Not L-O-R-D? No, that's not in the text. Check your Strong's Concordance, check your interlinear, and so on. O Yahweh, plead my cause with them that strive with me, fight against them that fight against me. And then we're going to go to verse 20 on there. For they that speak not peace, they that speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Verse 21, yes, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, aha, our eye has seen it. This thou hast seen, O Yahweh. Keep not silence, O Yahweh. Be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my Elohim and my Yahweh. Judge me, O Yahweh, according to thy righteousness. Let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, ah, so we would have it. Let them not say, we have swallowed him up. Would that be like one of the evil, wicked rulers in the Orient? Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at my hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor and magnify themselves against me. And then subject here must have changed in verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad. Or maybe he's even, David is also thinking of his opponents, of his enemies. Let them shout for joy, finally, you know, if when they're transformed by Messiah and by the Ruach HaKadosh. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteousness cause, yet let them say continually, let Yahweh be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, and my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. So reading portions there of Psalm 35 that particular time, with some of the current events going on, from Kenneth Timmerman here, the Threat Watch. China's President Xi took center stage this past week hosting leaders of the Shanghai Corporation Organization to an economic summit that many have touted as a model for the new world order. Mr. Trump posted, looks like we've lost India and Russia to the deepest, darkest China. May they have a long and prosperous future together. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. You can find that in Psalm 73 as well as Psalm 37. The reciprocal is the word 37 or 73, okay? Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Be thou not envious against the workers of iniquity. So let's not be saddened by somebody over there boasting that they have more than we do, more weapons, more ships, and so on. No. We need to be a good, we need to have our ships, a good stewardship of what we have, right? To be responsible in every way for our families, for our assemblies. Yes, and even for our nation, we need to be responsible. I don't think we should just sit back and let others vote for us. We ought to be active at that too, in doing our part if we're a good informed voter with a good conscience and upstanding in Yahweh's sight. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in Yahweh and do well, do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land and verify thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in Yahweh, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Of course, he puts the desire in our heart to begin with, so it, hopefully it is not our own selfish desire, but his desires have been transferred by the Spirit into our spirits. We've received the Spirit of Yahweh. Commit thy way unto Yahweh. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. And we're going to skip here in a moment. Oh, rest in Yahweh. That's a good one for us who are keeping the Sabbath. Rest in Yahweh and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. I might be full of faith, and then, you know, on a weekday I'm driving down the road and I tune in to a radio station, to a talk show, and they cause me to do the opposite sometimes. Instead of ceasing from anger, I become angry with the either real or imagined opponents. Sometimes they're only imagined. That the news media, no matter who they are, seem to trump up, and I hate to use that term, but they seem to devise our enemies for us some way or another. Okay, well, I know I've got to move on here. I'm not a talk show person by any means. Chapter 37, verses 26 to 40 now. And we're going to get some power here from the Word of Yahweh today. Get your spirit really, really activated. Let's say an active faith or something. Referring to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, verse 26, he is ever merciful and lends, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do well, and dwell forevermore. For Yahweh loves judgment, and forsakes not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. So there's kind of the rest of the story there. The seed of the wicked will be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of judgment. The law of Yahweh is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. Yahweh will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on Yahweh, and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, they'll see it. They shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree, it says here in the King James, with the necessary corrections of Yahweh's name, not using the L-O-R-D, but the original from the Strong's or from Yahweh's word, from the Antioch Scrolls. Okay. And yet, I've seen the wicked in great power, yet he passes away. He passed away. And lo, he was not. He was not. I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. Mark the perfect man. Well, near perfect man. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of Yahweh. He is their strength in the time of trouble. A lot of scriptures here having to do with strength. And be of good courage. And Yahweh shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Oh, that's the end of the 37th Psalm. Oh, I hope that is an encouragement to you. My faith is in Yahweh. Is it getting stronger and stronger? I hope so. If you're keeping the discipline of Yahweh, you'll be stronger and stronger. For the Feast of Atonement, or Day of Atonement, they like to call it, Day of Atonement, read Psalm 38. O Yahweh, rebuke me, not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Is there any rest in my bones because of my sin? My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. And there's much more there for you, but right now we want to keep the theme more on looking ahead, especially with the theme of the Feast of Tabernacles coming up really soon, as well as the Feast of Yom Teruah, or Feast of Trumpets. You know, we're thinking about that first trumpet in Revelation 4, or no, a little bit later than 4, but and the last trumpet, which comes around Revelation 10 and 11 in the book of the Revelation, okay? That'll be the seventh, the final trumpet that the Apostle Paul refers to in the eschatological scriptures, in the end times that Paul refers to there in 1 Corinthians 15 or Thessalonians. Okay, so Psalm 42. I want to put that off about the feasts for a little bit here, but first of all, we got to go about the theme of strength in Yahweh. Okay. I might take a quick break, pause the recording here in your assembly, if you would, if anybody needs to get up and take a quick break, and then we'll come right back. As we go on now, and we are reading from the scriptures, we're going to go to these very encouraging in the Newer Testament, the Brit Kadashah, and then back to Joshua. We're going to go to Yasha pretty soon. 1 Corinthians 16:13, the Apostle Paul was inspired to write these words, the inspiration of the Spirit now. 1 Corinthians 16, watch you, so watch and stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, or kazak is the Hebrew metaphor there, kazak, C-H-A-Z-A-K. Quit you like men, be strong. That's found in many places here, as well as Ephesians 6:10, the big 6:10 now. Finally, my brethren, Kazak in Yahweh, and in the power of his might, put on the whole armor of Yahweh, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And in the last verse, or second to the last, take unto you the whole armor of Yahweh, then stand, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. In the Torah, Deuteronomy, which is actually a Greek title, but I think it means the words that were spoken. And the correct word is Devarim. Devarim is the correct Hebrew word. But Deuteronomy, that's okay, I think. And chapter 31, verse 6. Kazak, be strong and of good courage. Kazak, fear not, nor be afraid of them. For Yahweh thy Elohim, or Elohim, Yahweh thy Yah, he it is that does go before thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua, and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Kazak, and be of good courage, for thou must go with this people into the land which Yahweh has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. Yahweh, he it is that goes before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Be at home with Yahweh. Tabernacle with him. Now this is what I have written here. Be at home with Yahweh, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are partly cloudy. No, I wrote that in there. Okay, that's okay, though. And but once again, and Yahweh goes before thee. He will be with thee. And then in Joshua chapter 1, when they're going to march around Jericho, and the walls will come down. But I want to go down to chapter 10, I think it is. And Joshua said unto them, fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for thus saith Yahweh, do to all your enemies against whom you fight. In Second Chronicles, also the same words, Second Chronicles 15, verse 7 says, be strong, or kazak, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. Yes, mighty works, spoken of in the New Testament, which means the commandments, statutes, and judgments. I'm sure of that, if you'll check that out. In the book of Ezra, chapter 9, they're getting ready to celebrate after the dedicating the temple, or after maybe just completing the temple. Chapter 9, verse 12, now therefore give not your daughters unto their sons, unto the heathen, you know, all the different religions round about. Don't give your daughters unto their sons, neither take their daughters unto your sons, nor seek their peace or their wealth forever. For no, just until a certain time? Oh, no. Forever, it said. That you may be strong, Kazak. Eat the good of the land and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever. Yes. Be alert, courageous, steadfast mind. The word be strong means courageous, prevail, strengthen. It's a Hebrew word, amats, A-W-M-A-T-S, Hebrew 5:53. Then in the book of Psalms, chapter 80, verse 17, let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand. Did I read that? Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the Son of Man, whom thou madest strong for thyself. Strong. Hebrew 5:53. So we will not go back from thee. Quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. You know, that's part of a excerpt, those scriptures from my website on there called Kazak, the Finest Hour, on YahwehNotYahweh.com. YahwehNotYahweh.com or YahwehYahweh.com. name, N-A-M-E. Okay. So now I think it's about time we're going to get to our future discipline here of keeping those feast days, not the pagan days of Halloween, New Year's, and Christmas and Easter, those that have been Christianized, but no. But in Yahweh's days, he tells us to continue to keep these things. Psalm 19 and Psalm 119 will fortify, will confirm that. Psalm 42, for example, talks about, blessed are those that the voice of joy and praise with a multitude that kept feast days. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? There is a song we used to sing in a little church back in the 1980s. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in Yahweh, for I will yet praise him for the help of his countenance. That's in Psalm 42, which starts out with, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O Yahweh. Deep under deep, this is verse 7, deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy water spouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Sort of an old mariner sailing terminology there for a little bit for you. And verse 17 again, there's that metaphor again, being cast down. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in Yahweh, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my Yahweh. So that was the same as verse 5 and verse 11. Seemed to be word for word. Then in the following chapter of Tehillim 43, judge me, O Yahweh, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. Yes, that could be that wicked ruler over there. But deliver me from him. I know he's probably a little more intelligent and more powerful and has more of those N-bombs and A-bombs than I do. Yeah, we have a lot at our disposal, too. We could have a great armament, and yet we could fail. You know, if we had the greatest armament in the world, but we didn't have Yahweh, then Yahweh might allow our enemy to come against us if we become too lethargic, too sleepy or lazy, you know, about following Yahweh. You know, add to your salvation those wonderful works of righteousness that the Spirit puts in your heart. Follow on, not just with any old group. We used to go to different feast days around in the Northwest, and some of them were really stiff. They were not very good at all. They were just, and some of them where there was a lot of just yelling and you know, wanting to play football and turn up the rock music. So we would leave and then just have our own out in the wilderness somewhere else. Go find a nice camp spot by the Metolius River. And it wasn't all paradise there for us. We had a minus 7 or something like that one night. Oh, send out thy light and thy truth, Yahweh says in Psalm 43. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy pure hill, the Kodesh hill, and to thy tabernacles. Oh, there is that metaphor, that wonderful symbol of being with Yahweh in paradise in New Jerusalem during the millennium. The thousand-year millennium might just be right around the corner, maybe just years away, but at an appointed time. And so the psalmist writes, then I will go unto the altar of Yahweh, unto Yahweh my exceeding joy. Upon the harp I will praise thee, O Yahweh, my Elohim, or Yah. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in Yahweh, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my Yah. And so that finishes Psalm 43 for you. Much more is coming your way. Please search around on our website, and you will find lots of wonderful, encouraging, and exhortation, and a lot of encouraging scriptures there. It might even inspire you, as we've heard, and on the radio we hear occasionally some good encouragement on there. But then I can't recommend them because they turn around and start speaking against Yahweh's word. They speak against, you know, anything, against baptism, against the Torah, against Yahweh's eternal perfect law. The law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. What does it say there in Psalm 19? The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of Yahweh are right. And some would modify that these days to say some of the statutes are right. Sometimes rejoicing the heart. No, the statutes are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes, and that includes what would some people would think the least of the commandments are, the fourth commandment about the Sabbath. No, how about the tenth commandment? I think the last one would be maybe the least of these commandments. The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. That's good, clean fear, proper fear. And the judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether. More are they to be desired than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. And moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in the keeping of them, and the keeping of these feast days, you know, that includes it, in those judgments and statutes, in the keeping of that, in the Sabbath day, and the new moons, there is great reward. No, there's not just a little. It says great. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to thy sight. O Yahweh, my strength and my redeemer. Oh, praise him for his wonderful works. Thank you. Thank you for fellowshipping with us today. And I am the servant, Zephaniah, Stephan, here with you from the Northwest. And we'll talk to you again soon, right here on YahwehYahweh.name.